gentlemen, good day. I am Rochelle, the moderator for this conference. Welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Tribhuvan Das Bhimji Zaveri Limited, organized by Dickinson World IR. At this moment, all participant lines are in the listen-only mode. Later on, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please enter star then 1 on your telephone keypad. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sandhya Sutoria. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Roshan. Hello, good evening, everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings call of TBZ Limited for the first quarter of FY23. Today on this call, the management of TBZ Limited will be represented by Ms. Banaisha Zaveri, Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Mukesh Sharma, Chief Financial Officer. Before we get started, I would like to remind you all that remarks made today might include some forward-looking statements and actual results may differ materially from those contemplated by forward-looking statements. Any statement made today on this call is based on our assumption as of date, and we are under no obligation to update the statements as a result of any information or future events. I would now like to invite Ms. Banaisha Zaveri to make the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome you to the Tribhuvan Das Bhimji Zaveri Limited earnings call for the first quarter of FY2023. I would like to thank everyone for taking the time to join us today. After 2 years of COVID-induced lockdowns in this period, we had an excellent start to FY2023 with robust sales in Q1 FY23 on the back of the rising demand during the festivals such as Gudi Padwa and Akshaya Tritiya in April and May respectively. This financial year began with opportunities to expand and grow with all our stores fully operational. To put it in context, Q1 of FY23 was the first non-disrupted first quarter in the last 3 fiscal years. This quarter also saw a continuation in consistent footfall growth with new customer walk-ins increasing YOY. Several strategic marketing activation programs helped in the performance. To begin with, around 12% of dormant customers returned to a win-back campaign, indicating the result of a resilient demand. To increase our footfall and conversion rate, we also implemented brand-centric marketing campaigns in both the gold and diamond categories. Our extensive digital advertisements also helped to increase store footfalls. Through these numerous activities, TBZ maintained the prominent position as a top jewelry retailer that offers jewelry for every occasion, including weddings and everyday use. Furthermore, the government's mandatory hallmarking has helped us to better compete with peers in the unorganized sector. As an established and renowned brand, we have been selling hallmark jewelry for a very long time, so there's nothing new in regard with TBZ hallmarking. Customer preferences for branded jewelry remain stable, giving us a distinct advantage. Other factors such as the strength of our brand and the breadth of our Kalpavruksh scheme and our adaptability to market dynamics have put us in a strong position to absorb rising demand. Going forward, we will also concentrate on increasing customer engagement, generating healthy profits and acquiring new customers. We believe in our strong position to capitalize on the increase in customer spending in the coming months. We are laying the groundwork for our strategy of emphasizing modern design, consumer-friendly tech interventions, and a well-trained and highly motivated sales team. We are well-placed to take advantage of the upcoming festive and wedding seasons. I would now like to give the call over to Mr. Mukesh Sharma, our CFO. Thank you very much.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I would like to begin with the operational highlights of the quarter one. We have done the first quarter achievement of the numbers of 579 crore vis-a-vis same quarter last year of 193.7 crore, which is a whopping 200% rise in the sales numbers. We have achieved the gross margin of 60.5 crore vis-a-vis same quarter last year of 23.2 crore, which is very healthy growth of 161% over the same period last year. The EBITDA margin earned in the Q1 FY23 is 18.7 crores vis-a-vis 80 lakhs loss in the same quarter last year. The EBITDA margin stands at 3.2% in the Q1 FY23 vis-a-vis 0.4% negative EBITDA margin in the same period last year. The PAT earned during the during the Q1 FY23 is 2.9 crore vis-a-vis 9.1 crore loss during the same quarter last year. The PAT margin stands at 0.5% in the Q1 FY23 vis-a-vis negative 4.7% same period last year. Now, we can open the session for the Q&A.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question at this time, please enter star and then one on your touchtone telephone. If your questions are answered, you may withdraw yourself from the question queue by pressing star then two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and then one now. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Rahul from R Consultant. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, you are, sir. Please proceed.
Yes. So I just want to know, like, what would be our ideal advertisement expense as a percentage of sales in normalized level, or rather, let me ask in a different way, like, what is our advertising spend target for next 2 years?
Hi, Rahul. Very interesting question. Marketing cost, if you see in the TV chart, is in the range of between 2 to 3%, but it always varies quarter to quarter, seasonality to seasonality. Specific for next 2 years, it is very difficult to predict today because, you know, marketing is a combination of the competition, the market situation, the various festivals which falls into a different period in India. You know, Diwali may fall in some different period in the this year, maybe next year it will be in different months, and the festive moves around between the months. So quarter on quarter, the marketing spend will also see that skew in terms of the percentage to the sales. On the yearly basis, we would like to maintain the same percentage of the spend linked to our revenue. So if the revenue increases, the absolute number may keep on increasing. However, the percentage will be maintained at the same level.
Okay. And my second question is, like, as we understand that diamond jewelry has high margin, so what could be the triggers for growth in that part of jewelry, and how can we see increased share in the overall revenue pie?
Yeah, so, it's a market-driven force which decides the percentage. As an organization, we would not like to leave any opportunity untapped in terms of be it sales in the gold jewelry or be it in the diamond jewelry. Yeah, you are right in terms of saying that the diamond jewelry has a higher margin percentage, but you know the number of customers buying the diamond jewelry and the customers buying the gold jewelry are completely different. However, we are very conscious about it, but if you see the data in terms of the percentage of the diamond in sales, it is going into the same ratio. So as our gold jewelry sales are increasing, in the same proportion our diamond jewelry sales is also improving. But you're right in terms of the margin percentage is much better in the diamond jewelry segment. And we know about it, and we will be working to improve the sales on that category.
Okay, and my last question is, last time when we were on a call, same investor call, management mentioned about the inventory turns. Can we know what are the current inventory turns for diamond and gold?
Yeah, Hi, Rahul. So inventory turn will always be different for different quarters and different months. You know, for every festive, you have to stock up the inventory, and the after festive, the sale is different, the inventory numbers are different. When you see the balance sheet, those inventory are on a particular balance sheet date. But internally within the organization, we keep on working on the inventory turn on the different months, different periods, and it's a continuous activity. To come specific to your numbers, the inventory turns are around 2 for the company in the gold jewelry and around 1.3 in the diamond jewelry, which is current numbers as of now. However, it's a continuous activity in terms of the improvement. So we are very conscious about the inventory holding. You must have seen in our balance sheet that the inventory movements are there. We are constantly working towards it and improving the number on the inventory turn.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sonali Rao from SR Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Ms. Rao, you are audible. Could you please switch to your handset if you're on speakerphone?
Just a minute.
Thank you.
Okay, am I audible now?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, congratulations for the result and thanks for allowing me to ask questions. I have three questions which I'll shoot one by one. So the first question is, what should be the ideal step to be taken by the management to improve the gross margin relatively? And as an internal assessment, what's the ideal gross profit margin TVZ should have for a sustainable earning growth?
Okay. So, Sonali, there is no ideal scenario in terms of the gross margin percentage. It again depends on gross margin is a combination of what discount you run during different festive, how much inventory you are able to sell during the full price and during the discounted period. The quarter and quarter, the gross margin number differs because of the different festive periods. You see, during the quarter one of financial year 23, we have achieved a gross margin of 10.4%, whereas the same quarter it was 12% last year. Last year was even a lockdown period. Mm-hmm. So the gross margin numbers are different. The Q1 FY23, there were a different campaigns which we have run during the FY23. We had a Ugadi, mm-hmm. we had a Akshaya Tritiya festival. And because of those discounts we run, the gross margin has come down. So it's actually the input margin, however, we are maintaining the numbers when we achieve, the output margin may differ from a quarter to quarter. So there cannot be an idealistic scenario that we will land up at a so-and-so gross margin, though we have internal targets. Obviously, we do not miss those targets in terms of achieving the margin, but it would be very difficult to pinpoint a particular gross margin to be idealistic in a business.
Okay. So there's a follow-up question to that. The question would be, seen in last 2 years, we have rationalized certain costs thanks to COVID. However, we are seeing some costs are coming back to the system again. So how an investor should see a margin trajectory?
Cost, you are talking about operating cost.
Okay. Hello?
So I'm asking, you are talking about the operating cost?
Yes, operating cost.
Yeah. So look, if you compare with financial year 2021 or 21-22, which is really a period due to the COVID, there was a lot of business disruptions which has happened. Those numbers may not be exactly comparable with the current financial year. So if we see the numbers in line with the pre-COVID period, we are actually catching up in terms of the revenue, in terms of the EBITDA margin, in terms of the cost as well, with the same period of pre-COVID period. So it is more or less in the same line. You know, cost will always vary with the revenue percentage. So actually, the variable cost will go direct in line with the revenue number. So absolute number, when you see, you will see a huge jump into the absolute number. But when you put in the perspective with the revenue percentage, the cost may remain in the same range bound.
Okay. And I have one more question. On growth front, Would like to understand what has been the growth volume year on year and quarter on quarter in terms of grammage of gold.
Yeah, I think we have achieved a very handsome, if you see, from a grammage perspective, the quarter one, we have done the sales of 600 kg approx in the gold, vis-a-vis same period, if you see, last year, it was around 50% of that volume.
Okay.
Yeah, a similar situation is in the diamond sales as well. So the in 21-22 and 22-23 may not be exactly comparable numbers because of the COVID situation. Even if it's compared with the previous quarter, there has been a huge jump of 20% in the number achievement.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants that you may enter star 1 to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Neha Sharma from VK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are, Ms. Sharma.
Yeah. Can you please elaborate on which quarter of the year the company would be having the maximum inventories? And which quarter can we see the liquidations or the sales of build-up of the inventory?
So, Neha, the answer is very straight and simple. Any festive, the bigger festive, you can count 15 days before the inventory build-up starts.
Okay.
You know, and the, during the festive, the inventory goes to the peak and the sale happens. And after the festive, inventory gets neutralized. So, really, if you see the curve, the inventory and sales goes in hand in terms of going up, and then sales is also going up during those particular periods of festives during the year, and then comes in normalizes. So we really try to maintain the ratio of the stock turns and all, so that the absolute volume value number, we should not increase the inventory number.
Okay, and so one more question. How are we targeting the growth? One in marketing campaign, as mentioned in your presentation, but also what I see is what is the inventory mechanism for the same? I mean, what are we chasing as an organization margins or top line market share, ROE, what it could be? If you could share some roadmap to understand in detail.
Neha, I think there are too many questions in your one question. I'll answer one by one.
Yeah.
So, I think one part is you are talking about the inventory. Obviously, as I answered, that the inventory goes hand in hand with the festive. We try to maintain the inventory turn. So if we try, if we are able to achieve the inventory turn, we are actually maximizing the gross margin. You know, gross margin, as I said, it again depends on the festive, how the festive goes, what offers are rolled out to achieve a particular number. We are very conscious about internally, there are targets fixed, and we are very conscious about hitting a particular sales number and then hitting a particular gross margin number. And we have not missed any of these numbers in this Q1 internally. Coming back to the expenses are also again same, it remains in the same line of the targets whatever we have fixed, and we are very hopeful of achieving at least 20% sales growth in terms of the number what we have achieved quarter on quarter. I am talking about the comparable numbers of the pre-COVID level. So that is what we are chasing currently.
Okay, and so one last one, if you permit. In regards to the opening of stores, we have seen addition and deletion in last 5 years. So now what's the roadmap? What are your targets?
So we are definitely looking forward to grow the business in the newer market. We are exploring to open new stores in the next 3 quarters.
Okay.
So that work is going on currently.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my
side. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may enter star 1 to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Sagar Shah from Shah Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Sir, I would like to understand what component of revenues from bullion sales, if any, and whether it would be a recurring one, if any?
Yeah, hi, Sagar. The bullion sales is a very negligible part of our business. In terms of percentage, if I could, it will be hardly 2 to 3%.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may enter star 1 to ask a question now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star followed by 1. Our next question is from the line of Barkha. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Please proceed.
So my question is, I see the personal expenses in 21. It was 54 crores. FY22, it was 63 crores. Now, if we analyzed Q1, it's 70 crores already. My whole understanding is, when we are not growing on profit front, why is personal expenses increasing?
I think you're right in terms of the numbers. Current year, FY23, you have just multiplied the numbers with the 4 quarters. You're right, we are at 17.5 crore in the Q1 in the personal cost. But if you compare immediately with the financial year 20, 21 and 21-22, it may not be a direct comparable number. However, if you see as a percentile to the revenue, you will see the movement is in line. So personal cost is again catching up at a pre-COVID level, because to achieve a particular number, we have to have the similar strength in terms of the manpower. And that's the reason of bringing this number. If you see 18-19 number also, our manpower cost used to be around 72 crore only.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may enter star followed by 1 to ask a question. As there are no further questions at this time, I now hand the floor over to Ms. Sandhya Sutoria for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us today for this call. In case you have any further queries, you can get back to us or our coordinates provided in the investor presentation. Thank you so much. With this.
Thank you very much, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of TBZ, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.